So the government cracking down on JobSeeker cheats. There are 187,986 people getting JobSeeker. The number of sanctions is up by 20% compared with the first 3 months of last year. Minister for Social Development and Employment, Louise Upston, with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
The increase in sanctions, do you have to go down a fairly long path with the department before you are actually sanctioned, or are you pinging everybody?
Oh, look, there's warnings. There's a number of discussions before a real financial sanction is in place. But look, this is about making sure people are doing everything they can to prepare for themselves for work and to find a job.
And important to point out, if you are doing everything you can to find a job, but you can't find a job because things are tight, you will not be sanctioned.
Definitely not. This is not about not finding a job. It's not taking the steps to get ready for a job and do your bit. So it is really important. We've got a massive welfare challenge in New Zealand. We've got to get 50,000 off the JobSeeker benefit in the next 6 years, which we're up for, but we've got to use every tool available, and making sure people fulfil their obligations with sanctions is one of them.
You know what the usuals are saying, that it's not fair, it's mean, the kids who suffer, the poverty increases. You say what?
Well, we say we want more people in work. And the reality is, if you're not applying for jobs, turning up for job interviews, taking a job that's offered, you won't find a job. So this is about getting more people into work. One of the tools available, we are going to introduce our traffic light system, which will also have some non-financial sanctions, because I do recognise for households with children, it's challenging. So we're going to provide greater options. But at the end of the day, Mike, we want more people in work and fewer people on welfare.
Accepting that the job market is tightening up at the moment and it is increasingly hard to get a job, how much low-hanging fruit is out there? What sort of malaise have you found? In other words, people who literally can't be bothered.
Well, that's where these sanctions will really show up, those that are not doing their bit. That's why in the short term it's good to see that there's been an increase. People need to know if they can work, they should. And actually, any job is better than no job. And when times are tough and you need to put food on the table for your family, you get out there and do whatever is available. And that's the message I want to send really clearly. If you can work, you should. And the sanctions will mean you need to do your bit.
Appreciate your time. Have a good weekend. Louise Upston, our Minister for Social Development and Employment.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.
One of the scariest things you can hear as a parent is quiet. But if you do get a little quiet time, have a listen to The Parenting Hangover. It's not scary at all.
If I bump into a couple and they have a boy and they have a girl, and I'm like, oh, boy, girl, snip. You've got a boy, you've got a girl, get the snip. You're done. You get to figure out what it's like raising a girl, you get to figure out what it's like raising a boy. Save yourself a shit ton of stress and money. You've got your perfect little family.
The Parenting Hangover with Clint and Jordan. New episodes every Thursday on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.